Test, 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 test. What's up, everybody? Day 5, travel to orbit. Today is raid day. The raid drops at, I think, 1 o'clock Eastern time. Not too sure. My group is not ready to go through it yet. We are not geared. One of our guys has been off on vacation, so he hasn't been able to get enough playtime in to get geared, so I don't think we're going to do it today. I haven't decided if I'm going to actually watch any streams on it or if I'm going to go in dark. So I think we're just going to go. I'm going to go in blind. It's going to be really tempting, though. I'm going to want to watch some of the stuff going on because the raid looks. I'm really excited for this raid going around. I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully I can go in blind so when my group runs it, it'll be a completely new experience. But I don't know if that's going to happen. So another big thing that happened today, Xur, old squid face himself, has finally shown up to the tower, and he's changed his lineup. If you've read the Bungie Weekly update from yesterday, a lot of things have changed, and it's some of the changes are kind of interesting. So he's selling a legacy engram. He's selling an engram for year one stuff. They said it was to help complete your collection from year one, which I thought, okay, that's cool. Today he has a heavy weapon engram for 31 strange coins. Why would he have for 31? 31 is just seems like a really high number for a legacy weapon engram. And maybe they're just banking on you not having to get so many of them because you have a lot of the engrams already, so you're not going to have to spend a lot of these, so they want to get the coins from you. I don't know. Then they've got an insurmountable skull front for the Titans, not from the new DLC. Then young Akankara's spine for the hunters, also not new. But for the warlocks, they have the impossible machines, which are the new gauntlets for the warlock class, which are pretty awesome. Pretty excited for these. These grant landfall. Whenever you pop your Stormcaller super, it automatically grants you the lightning bolt coming down and destroying the area around you, which is really cool. I really like that one, but I also like being able to chain to multiple enemies. So with these, you actually get to do both, which is a super big perk. Very cool. The only thing I don't like about the gauntlets is they have 50 points of strength. They've got increased melee attack speed, which is cool because melee attack speed do a lot with the Stormcaller. You can increase the discipline, though, but I don't know by how much yet. You also get, on melee hits, you get grenade energy back, you get increased speed, pulse rifle reloads faster, and the fusion rifle reloads faster. So maybe I might have to find me a good fusion rifle or pulse rifle. So then he still has the heavy ammo synthesis, which they dropped down from 5 to 3 for one strange coin. And then he's got the 3 of coins, which is a consumable, stackable effect that increases the chances of next ultra you defeat will drop an exotic engram. So for 7 coins, you get 5 of these things. I've got 15 of them. So every time you go into a strike, pop that as you go in, and your chances increase. And from reading the update, they say this kind of stacks if you don't get a drop. So you use another one, and it stacks even more until you actually get that drop. And then he has a exotic helmet engram. So far, I bought 2. I've actually got 2 of the new helmets. I got the stag for the warlock. I don't know what's up with the whole going for skulls on the warlocks. We had the ram skull last DLC, which, okay. But now we got the stag skull. It's like, I don't know what's up with warlocks and wearing all these skulls. It seems like it should be a hunter thing. But for this is kind of an interesting perk. It says doe or die. See, that's a pun because it's a stag and it doesn't say do, it says doe. So that's funny. Once per life, your super charges faster when your teammates are dead. Chance to respawn with an overshield. Yeah, once per life, your super charges faster when your teammates are dead. Chance to respawn with an overshield. So maybe I could see using this with Radiance. So if everyone else is dead and you know you need to pop that Radiance, it'll charge faster if everyone's dead. But other than that, we'll have to see. I mean, this could be like a sleeper perk that turns out to be fantastic. So I've got 2 more engrams that I'm going to pop here. Oh, the other helmet that I got is for the Hunter, and that is called the Skyburner's Annex. Pretty sure it's for the Hunter. And its perk is heavy weapon kills have a chance to create orbs. Orbs collected when your super is full have a chance to grant special ammo. So this I actually think is a pretty cool perk, because a lot of times you go around with your super full. So if you're collecting orbs from other people, you're actually getting ammo for yourself, which is pretty cool. So I bought two more helmet engrams. I'm going to pop these, see what they are. Looks like I got Light Beyond Nemesis, got a Cryptarch package. Cryptarch package gave me a legendary engram. So we'll see what that is. And it brought me out. So I got a new sniper rifle and Mask of the Third Man. I don't usually buy these Cryptarch engrams, the exotic engrams, because there's so many exotics now in the pool that you have a very low chance of actually getting what you need. But I actually got two Warlock helmets out of four, so 50% is actually very good. And I actually like Light Beyond Nemesis, just because it's a really good helmet that just put on any character. You don't really have to, like, it doesn't require any special build for it to actually do what it's supposed to. Supers generate an extra orb, revive, and be revived faster. This is actually be a pretty good helmet if you're trying to do the Void Walker quest line, where you're supposed to generate 7 orbs 3 times in a strike. That would actually work pretty good. So I'm going to dismantle these Hunter helmets because I don't have a Hunter. I run 3 Warlocks because that was the easiest way to get stuff from year 1. And I don't really want to run another a Hunter or a Titan. So I'll get rid of those. Now I'm at light level 260 because I'm going to be running with these impossible machines. I'm pretty excited for these new exotics. See what kind of benefits they get from them. Tempted to go buy another helmet engram to see if I get another Warlock helmet, but I don't think so. I think I'm just going to check out what my new sniper rifle looks like. Puts me up to light level 261. And I finally have a sniper rifle. I haven't had a sniper rifle this whole time. Been running with a shotgun, so this should actually work pretty good for me. Not a lot of news going on today. Today's going to be, you know, it's raid day, so all this news is going to drop during raid day. So I will report back on Monday, and we'll have the whole weekend to look at the raid, see what's going on in the raid, and see who beats it. I predict that the team that does beat it is going to take 12 plus hours. I hope that's true. I think Dark Blow, they'd beat it in like an hour and a half or something ridiculous like that. So I'm hoping today that stream goes on till 12 o'clock midnight, and I mean, for me, that would be pretty awesome. If our raid is that long, if it's that hard, and then, you know, it takes an hour or two to do it when everyone knows what they're doing and everyone's geared up for it. So, we'll see. All right, Guardians.